had. It's not like it was a good week of practice leading into this. It was sort of frustrating to see them come out and sort of a little bit flat in the first period.
Well, you know, a good week of practice, it's easy to feel good about a week of practice when, you know, there's no opposition and little resistance against you. You know, we trying to put in our system play and put in some pace to the practices, but, you know, with a little bit more pressure in a game, the execution of plays didn't happen. And, you know, we had some players that are new here that, you know, probably it's going to take a little bit longer for them to adjust. You know, obviously, Vorobyev's a very talented player, and you know, he's going to be really good. But he's also coming to North America and doesn't speak a lot of English, and he's worked really hard. But you know, there's a lot of good pieces here, and you know, the 8-1 score doesn't look good, but you know, we know we have some talent here, and you know, it might take a little bit of time, but we're still excited about the team we have.
That's sort of hard to, with the 3 goals in a minute span, they're sort of hard from that point just to start getting it going.
Yeah, probably the worst thing that could have happened is to be shorthanded as much as we were in the first period. I think it was 6 power plays, and you know, you're not going to get anything going there. And then on top of that, you know, I thought we really complicated the game in situations that we didn't have to, whether it was not shooting the puck, not getting a puck out when it had to be get out. You know, just making plays that weren't there, and you know, so it's all part of the process here, and you know, we'll just come back and be better tomorrow.
Sort of challenging with only a 2-game preseason to sort of get some of these newer guys in, and also get the veterans a quick tune-up before the season.
Well, I mean, we had 2 games last year too. We had 2 games the year before, I think. Maybe we had 3. I don't remember, but. You know, the biggest thing is I think game conditioning is what's important out of these 2 games, and I guess the best part, when you lose 8-1, there's a lot of mistakes that can be shown that you can learn from to say, you know, this is the difference of not having success and having success, and you know, we'll obviously watch some of it tomorrow, and then when we come back on Monday, we'll have an opportunity to not only go through stuff in practice, but sometimes seeing a pitcher is better than actually practicing things. You know, we can talk about it all we want, but at the end of the day, when you see where you are and what the difference of right and wrong is, it becomes more black and white.
When you go into tomorrow with so many different guys in the game, the lineup, do you approach it kind of like a separate thing, or how much do you use tonight since it is going to be so many different guys in the lineup?
Well, I think there's always gray that is going to come out of a game like that when it's your first game. For everybody, and you know, obviously the players that were here last year, there's a little more certainty with what we do, but you know, we have veteran players that this is the first time that you know, they've been through our system play, and it's a little bit of an adjustment. And then you get guys that are playing their first pro game, you have guys that are you know, coming up from the East Coast League, so it's a mixed bag of players. And you know, like I said, I don't know what they ended up with, 5 power play goals 4 power play goals, and you know, not to mention the fact that a lot of the guys that we're killing tonight are not our penalty killers, and we're trying to work them in and get them comfortable. And you know, you got Mike Vecchione who comes down yesterday, so he's, you know, he's kind of in a tough spot to be able to get acclimated to everything. And not only that, but he was playing wing up there, and we've got him playing center here. So, but it'll come a time, and you know, we got a perfect week of practice Monday to Friday to be able to hammer things out, and we'll be good.
You have a lot of talent here. Is this a game you can kind of use as a little bit of a wake up call to guys, let them know this league's ball and know what they have to do here?
No, I don't know if it's a wake up call. I just think that, like I said, everything, you know, you learn best from your mistakes. And so, fortunately, we got a great amount of learning from that game. So,
going along with that, with such a quick turnaround to tomorrow, even though there will be some lineup changes and whatnot, how do you teach some lessons from tonight, but at the same time get them to focus on tomorrow and not really get immersed into what happened tonight?
Well, I mean, we're playing the same team, so it's not like you're having to worry about watching one team that you play on Friday and then worry about a team on Saturday. I mean, we're not even talking about a pre-scout, which we would normally would do against an opponent. This is more about us. So whether it's the guys that played the game, the guys that sat upstairs and watched the game, everybody's going to benefit from whatever we show them. And you know, and we won't show everything. There's, you know, it's not critical that we correct everything in one day. This is just about, you know, getting game ready and moving forward.
What do you see the difference between the NHL and the AHL as a coach, getting your team that final tune-up game before the regular season? What are the different objectives?
Well, it's a little bit different for us because we actually have more practice and they have more games. So I think they get the opportunity to be more game ready, more game conditioned than we do. But I you know, I feel pretty confident that we'll be in pretty good shape after the two games, and you know, we'll have obviously our full lineup, but just like every other team in the league. You know, last year too, I think we got blown out 6-0 in the first game, and I don't remember what the score was in the second game, but it was a pretty tight game. And you know, it's, you know, nobody wants to lose 8-1, but it happened, and we just come back tomorrow ready to play.
Thanks,
yep.
Coach.